We continue on with our Jackson Heights Locker Room Chat here tonight. It is presented by Farm Bureau Wareham, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Community Healthcare System, joined now by the Cobras boys basketball coach, that is Brett Plattner. And Coach, said it to me before we came on here, kind of took one on the chin on Tuesday night, home tilt with a very good Horton team, and a team that's, of course, coming off a state tournament run last year, and one of the best teams in the league once again this year, 48-30 the final score. And it's been kind of a tough stretch here with the makeup games and the schedule kind of changing, and, you know, we'll talk about that momentarily. But the game against the Chargers Tuesday night, what'd you see? How'd that one kind of play out for you?
Yeah, I thought Horton came in with an excellent game plan. They came in ready to play, jumped us early, and they were consistently executing their offense to the tune of shooting 72% from inside the arc. A lot of those shots being from 5 feet and in, whether that be us falling asleep on defense or not properly executing our game plan. And, you know, I'll take some responsibility on that. I probably didn't have the boys ready to play like we should have been as far as our defense was concerned. But like I said, they were executing well, getting shots inside, converting those shots. And then offensively, they switched up to a zone on us for the majority of the game, and thought we fell into their hands a little bit as far as how we were playing them, settling for a lot of 3-point jumpers. We're a good shooting team, certainly, but when you shoot almost double the amount of 3-pointers that you do two, that means that, you know, you're not going to touch down low, you're not having many opportunities at the rim, and especially when you only shoot 20% from three, you got to find other ways to score and other ways to break down defenses. And like I said, I thought we just overall settled for 3-pointers too much. And, you know, you live by the three, you die by the three, especially when you shot as many as we did. And we certainly died by the three last night.
Well, how would you kind of assess the Northeast Kansas League here in 23 and 24, Moore Hill Mounts Academy, Horton, you know, double-digit league wins right now, and everybody's kind of bunched up there. JCN 9 wins. You guys are sitting there at 8-4. Valley Falls 7-5. Oskaloosa, a 500 team. Pleasant Ridge has played well here over the last couple of weeks. Just, it seems maybe a little bit more balanced top to bottom maybe than from a year ago. Is that fair to say? How would you kind of assess the league and how it's played out so far?
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of parity in our league this year. You know, we just had a result this week on Tuesday that Pleasant Ridge, who's sitting at 7th in our league right now, ended up knocking off Moore Hill, who was 1st in our league. And, I mean, that just goes to show you, every night you got to find your consistency. You got to find consistency with your play and your mentality. And if you take a break one night or lose focus and don't have a good game, anybody can beat you in this league. And it's certainly made for a very interesting, competitive league as a whole this year. You know, you're in a lot of close and exciting games for the majority of the time. And a lot of times it comes down to those 2 to 3 plays when games are close of who's going to make those plays in order to come out with the victory. And, you know, I'm certain that, you know, whether that be tomorrow or Friday or any of the games next week, that's going to be the case for us as well. If we let our guard down, don't come in with focus and don't make the right plays down the stretch, we can, you know, lose some games. And, you know, on the inverse of that, if we do make the right plays, you know, get the ball to the right areas, execute on offense, and play with consistent mentality on defense, we can end up winning those games. But like I said, pretty exciting league as a whole this year. A lot of parity, a lot of good players, and a lot of good coaches. And it certainly made for an interesting league as a whole.
Finally, Coach, you're getting a lot of games here in this final month before sub-state. Of course, January saw the weather get cold and a lot of games moved around, midseason tournaments altered and all that. And, you know, you look at the schedule here, you play, you know, February, the 2nd, the 5th, the 6th, the 9th, the 13th, 15th, 16th. You just get a lot of games in with very little practice time. Just the challenges, you know, playing a schedule like that, especially towards the end of the season as we're getting a little bit closer to sub-state.
Yeah, I mean, you knew at the time when all these cancellations and movement were happening that, you know, at some point that was going to catch up and you were going to have a lot of games, not a lot of practice time. But, you know, I'm confident in our boys, not only with their experience, but their drive to compete and will to succeed, that they're going to make the necessary adjustments, whether we have practice or not, to better our play on the court. And, you know, you want to be playing your best basketball here these last 2 weeks. And if we can get back to playing our best basketball, both offensively and defensively, come in with the right mentality to games and set ourselves up to where, you know, we can be proud of our finish and bring our best basketball into sub-state, that's the goal to end off our season here.
And we'll certainly talk about kind of how sub-state's gearing up for next week. In a couple of weeks for sub-state, but we'll take a little bit closer look at how that's shaping up next week. Brett Plattner, again, Jackson Heights boys coach, joining us, brought to you by Farm Bureau Wareham, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, Community Healthcare System. Thursday, Friday, back-to-back games here this week against JCN and McLouth, and then two more next week against Oskaloosa and Valley Falls. Coach, as always, appreciate a few minutes with us each and every week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brent.